This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2255. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition recorded August 8th, Armenia, Australia, Bangladesh, Belgium, Botswana, Brazil, Canada, China, Colombia, Cuba, Djibouti, Estonia, France, Germany, Grenada, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Kazakhstan, Korea North, Mali, Mexico, Netherlands, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Solomon Islands, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Harold Sellers, NBC, asks on August 8th, have international broadcasters ceased using the Yerevan, Armenia transmitter site? The only broadcast I see in HFCCA24 is one at 19 to 20 UT on 6030. I. Lutfisch in Germany replies, is Denga Gel off shortwave? That's the clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey. Nothing heard now between 11500 and 11600 kHz. Last reports I see were from June. He says at least Radio Arena appears to remain, providing that's what's on 9585 at 1741. He says the Gavar station staff in Armenia have been lamenting that they are losing one shortwave booking after another. Via Australian DX News, we have two lengthy press reports. The first one titled Indo-Pacific Broadcasting Review. The government has committed to reviewing the potential restoration of shortwave radio, options to continue the Pacific Aus TV program, and to maximize the impact of Australian taxpayer investment in the Indo-Pacific media context. Of course, our main interest is in the shortwave angle. Here's part of what it says. Shortwave radio remains potentially valuable in some parts of the Pacific, but Australia's investments would be better targeted at technologies and channels that are most preferred by Pacific audiences. Recommendation: do not pursue the reinstatement of Australian shortwave broadcasting in the Pacific unless there are significant changes in costs, audience preferences, or other priorities that alter the current value proposition. The full report is at the website of the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, or www.dfat.gov.au. And then there's ABC's reply to this, headlined, ABC welcomes the launch of the Australian government's Indo-Pacific Broadcasting Strategy, or IPBS. However, this makes no mention whatsoever of shortwave. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington reports, Bangladesh Betar's shortwave channel 4750 has been off the air for a few weeks now due to a transmitter fault. This was as of August 5th. With news that the country's Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, resigned after a sesquidecade reign and that she fled to India following some weeks of unrest, I checked medium wave 693 kHz from Dhaka for the local news in English at 11 UT. Daytime reception on the West Bengal remote receiver was noisy but readable with headphones. The Bangladesh Betar website has also been down for a couple of weeks. That's www.betar.gov.bd. But their programming division website is still online at betarprogram.org. That program is spelled with only seven letters. And a separate report from radioinfo.asia from Australian DX News, dated 26 July. Bangladesh Betar website continues to be down amid unrest. Unrest continues with violent protests, which saw the state broadcaster Bangladesh TV being burnt down last week. Public Radio Bangladesh Betar's website is still silent. The internet and all forms of telecommunications were shut down last week, and there was a complete information blackout. UN Human Rights Chief Volker Türk called on the government to restore full internet access to allow all people, including journalists and media outlets, to communicate freely and in line with international law. The next, about Belgium via New Zealand DX Times. News of the closure of a pirate radio station, Radio August International, on 1611 kHz. It was from Belgium for Radio Augusta. It was seized on April 4th by the National Spectrum Control Service of the Belgian Institute of Postal Services and Telecommunications. These technicians have the status of judicial police officers. the transmitter of 400 watts was taken away and sealed. It had been put into service and took over from Ukrainian radio during the first weeks of the war with Russia. That aim was to give refugees a way to listen to their national radio when there was no alternative. Then RTBF launched a radio for Ukrainians, and the transmitter broadcast programs of Radio Augusta, which was launched by a Belgian, but is on the web and on FM in the Ivory Coast. Many rumors circulated about the location of the AM transmitter. It was in Peruvels, halfway between Mons in Belgium and Lille in France. About Botswana, in the NASA fly sheet, Jerry Linneman in Waco reports on 15580. VOA, July 29th at 21:15, was not to be heard. They were audible earlier in July. Reports of shortened hours at VOA may have come true. This relay station does not appear to have on-site power generation infrastructure, such as diesel storage tanks or generators, like Saint-Thomé had. In other words, it is dependent on the grid. Maybe it's load shedding, like is happening in Zambia and South Africa, a lack of electricity production. Using remotes in Brazil, Zaharias Gangas reports that Brazilian station Rádio Nova de Julho is still active on shortwave, measured at 9818.77, heard August 4th and 5th, around 10:55 UT. Following up last week's report about another apparent pirate in Brazil called Voz Evangelica on 9990, Dan Robinson says he was able to hear it direct as well as via remotes in Maryland and Brazil on exactly 9991. Straight religious music until it went off abruptly at midnight 26 UT, August 5th. More to last week's report about CJEU 1670 in Quebec being reactivated from Canadian Radio News via IRCADX monitor. 1670, Gatineau, CJEU, the National Capital Region station, back on the air after a year-long outage that saw the 1,000-watt transmitter returned to the manufacturer for repairs. Radio Jeunesse airs children's programming in French, appealing to both French-language families and English-language families with children enrolled in French immersion schooling. The National Capital Region straddles the Ottawa River and the provincial boundaries, also known as Ottawa-Gatineau. The website is radiojeunesse.ca. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online reports about China Huayi Broadcasting Corporation, that's H-U-A-Y-I, abbreviated CHBC, on 6185 shortwave. It's only on for about 2 hours a day, crash starting around 9:45 UT, varying between 9:30 and 9:50, and going off by 1200. Very good via Taiwan remotes, but use upper sideband to medicate curium from CNR1 jammer on 6180. Programming is a tail end of a monologue, followed by two solid hours of soporific pop. One wonders really why they bother putting it on shortwave. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard also heard this closing at 12 UT on 6185. However, Mexico was totally dominating the channel, and they both went off at the same time. Ron also refers to a website about this, dfrlab.org. CHBC is managed by the PLA's Voice of the Strait, which was also downsized in 2023, with just 1 hour of original news programming. And via Ron Howard from Hiroshi's blog in Japan, translated, China's jamming broadcast, Voice of China, on shortwave has been greatly reduced. It was completely stopped at certain times between July 12th and 14th. Jamming ended on July 7th, but it was continuously broadcast for up to a week. All the times were when VOA and Radio Free Asia broadcast Chinese, Cantonese, and Tibetan. These were greatly reduced, and from July 8th, both VOA and RFA broadcast Chinese for only 2 hours a day, Tibetan for 5 hours a day, Cantonese abolished, and Burmese was reduced by 2 hours on VOA and 1 hour on RFA. Khmer was reduced by 1 hour on RFA, and VOA remained unchanged. No change in Korean and Uyghur broadcast times. As if responding to this move, China also took action. They stopped shortwave broadcasts to Taiwan on CNR 5 and CNR 6 on August 6th. Since the 7th, none of them can be heard. You may still find them in the Alki list, numerous times and frequencies for CNR 5 and 6. This also opens up some frequencies for reception of other stations, such as Myanmar on 6165. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports reception again, direct, of that pirate in Colombia, Organización Radial El Prado, on 6016.8. August 3rd at 04:36 with Colombian Songs. A time check for 11:49 at 04:49. More Colombian Songs and the National Anthem at 4:58. Off the air at 4:59. August 5th at 06:30 UT. I had a carrier on 631 kHz, making a head against 630 stations. That is not a transatlantic or transpacific frequency on the 9 kHz plan. That would actually be on 630. Terry Kruger in Florida reports it's Radio Progreso in Camagüey, Cuba, which he has been hearing as well as David Crawford. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny observes the VOA Djibouti relay on 1431 kHz. Was carrying Radio Sawa in Arabic when checked from 17 to 18 UT on Sunday 21 July using a remote in Cyprus. The transmitter is on the air daily at approximately 16 to 03 UT. And originally, 1431 carried mainly VOA English and French programming. In mid-July, it was carrying East African languages, American Somali, instead of English. But on 26 July, it had resumed carrying VOA English. Kai Ludwig in Germany replies, at 17 to 1800, that would immediately follow the 16 to 17 UT transmission on 15445 from Kuwait. It was still on the air August 7th. I guess it was, as well, Alhura TV Audio, since it appears that no Radio Sawa is being produced anymore. They only keep the established brand as a mummy, since they spent lots of money on promoting it. I was wondering if something prevents VOA from using the Djibouti transmitter for programming aiming at Ethiopia. So far it had never been put on there, but now it's reported in Amharic. Otherwise, these observations indicate plain chaos, a meltdown mode, after the unexpected budget cuts. Perhaps they are still undecided whether to keep the Djibouti transmitter, or shut it down as the next one after Saint-Thomé. In fact, it would not hurt to check if 1431 is still on the air. Jean-Michel Aubier in France replies, on August 7th, English was observed at 1800, followed as usual by French at 1830, probably until 2030, and also 21 to 2130. This year's European DX Council conference will be in Tartu, Estonia, September 20th to 22nd, Friday through Sunday. According to BDXC, more information at edxcnews.wordpress.com. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight reminds us that some stations which used to broadcast in English on shortwave still do so via podcasts online, such as Radio France International. He enjoys listening to Sound Kitchen, remember that program, by Susan Owensby, who calls him her dinosaur. Another transatlantic sailboat race from France to the Caribbean is underway. It's called Mini Transat. So far, we have one report of it from Gabby Simmons in the British DX Club of weather information in French and English, transmitted from France on 13735, parallel 7340, heard July 24th at 1505. Via Anatoly Klipov in Rusty X, some info about other programming on our station in Germany, Shortwave Gold Radio. In Rusty X, Anatoly Klipov reports an EQSL for a program called The Prague Mill from progzilla.com, Progzilla Radio, that is UK-based progressive rock. I see in the shortwaveradio.de schedule, it's Mondays at 15 UT on 6160, 20 UT on 3975 and 6160, and Tuesday at 17 on both frequencies. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2255, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. We appreciate voluntary financial support, which may be sent via money order or check on a U.S. bank, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. We keep getting publicity about upcoming programming on that other station in Germany, Channel 292. Via Manuel Mendez, Atlantic 2000 International, says it will be on 292 Saturday, the 10th of August, at 8 to 9 UT on 6070 and 9670. And Bill Tilford's two programs, three times each on consecutive Saturdays, August 10th, from the Isle of Music with current dance music, and Uncle Bill's Melting Pot on August 17th, special guest Daryana Antipova of the Transglobal World Music Chart, curating Russian and Balkan world music, a taste of world music bands in Russia, and by Russian world music bands working in other countries. Scheduled for both one-hour programs at 17 UT 9670, aimed eastward, at 19-3955 and 6070 omnidirectional, and at 23 UT 9670 aimed toward the Caribbean. And there's another Texas radio shortwave test for North America on UT Sunday, August 11th at 0300 on 9670. A different beam heading than last week, and reports are very much wanted. To Texas Radio Shortwave at protonmail.com. This consists of the 24 versions of the song Yellow Rose of Texas. As we reported before, Hurricane Beryl on July 1st caused serious damage to Harbor Light of the Windwards, the 1400 kHz station on Carriacou Island, Grenada. I now see there is a report from the station itself with some photographs at the excellent website run by Idun Ritz, mediumwave.info, dated July 23rd. Zaharias Yangas in Greece reports an English segment from Akashvani, or All India Radio, on 9620 during their Arabic program between 1825 and 1837 on Monday, August 5th, but it is subject to QRDRM. Ron Howard in California reports his best ever reception of Voice of Indonesia since they moved to 4755, August 2nd at 1245 in Japanese and 13 to 1330 in English. And leading up to Independence Day, August 17th, as every year during August, they play a different song after the news than the usual one. On August 6th, he had better reception on parallel 3325. Note that August 17th is not only Independence Day, but the first time celebrations will be held not in Jakarta, the old capital, but in the new capital city of Nusantara in East Kalimantan province on the island of Borneo. Ron Howard also reports the other Indonesian station, RRI Nabiri, on 7289.93. On August 3rd from 0835 till cut off at 1001 UT. On August 4th from 0818 until cut off at 0911. Ireland's RTE1 is on shortwave via WRMI, carrying the WRN feed, heard by Ron Trotto in Illinois, August 3rd at 0905 UT, 9955. Also scheduled during the previous hour from 0800 are Israel Radio and Radio Prague. Via Rusty X, Tengri News in Kazakhstan reports that country has switched to a single time zone. It had been on UT plus 5 and plus 6, but since March 1st, it's been the entire country on UT plus 5. The clandestine from South to North Korea, National Unity Radio, but transmitted from Taiwan on 7340. Ron Howard reports with a brief segment in English, which occurs only on weekdays, Friday, August 2nd at 1239. It was a quotation from Dale Carnegie. Remember, today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. Manuel Mendez in Spain reconfirms that Radio Mali in Bamako still has a weekly English segment on 5995, heard Saturday, August 3rd, between 1850 and 1905, English magazine. Via the Arctic Radio Club and a translation by Krister Brunstrom, a report via dxing.info, July 26th, about Focus Radio, which is 1670 kHz in Reynosa, Tamaulipas, from Francisco Rojas. An act of sabotage, an idea individuals entered the station and caused material damage, cutting off cables, but did not remove any material. This leads to presumption that this was a planned action to interrupt the station's signal with its newscasts and public debates. For the time being, it had to cease regular programming. The station has been very critical of government actions, but they say they will not be prevented from freedom of expression. The general manager declared, "We are not frightened by those who try to impose censorship on our programming. We will not end our criticism of government agencies who don't fulfill their promises to the public." The station was always slightly off frequency plus, making a low audible heterodyne to stations on 1670, which for now we're no longer hearing. In New Zealand DX Times, Stu Forsyth got a nice reply from a pirate in the Netherlands, Cupid Radio, which he heard on 15105, going into some detail about how he homebrewed his transmitter and using a three-element beam. he was aiming for the USA Mint, made it all the way to New Zealand. Should Cupid Radio use 15105 again, take note of the hours when it's not in use by North Korea or Swaziland. In the British DX Club, Paul Billingham in Cleveland, UK, heard a Music Wave radio on 3940, but where is it from? Saturday, August 3rd at 2206. Alan Pennington says, I think it's a pirate from Russia. The frequency and perhaps the transmitter were also used in the past by Radio Free Waves Bay. Then Igor replies, also hearing it, Sunday, August 4th at 1924. Reports go to podradio@mail.ru. Zaharis Langas says, via remotes, frequency measured at 3939.928, in Russian or similar. Alexander Beryoskin adds, a Russian pirate, transmitter may be located in Belarus. They plan to start broadcasting on 1575, both frequencies earlier used by Radio Free Waves Bay and by Radio Five Angles. Here's another mystery on 6218 USB. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online was hearing August 7th at 1815, a station repeatedly playing a man sing in Russian, a song translated as From the Volga to the Yenisei, a loop, no speech heard. It heard via a remote receiver in Finland. What was this? Kari Kallio in Finland says, a strong Russian pirate playing the same Soviet-era propaganda song has been disturbing radio bands for some time. It could be an employee of a certain utility transmitter, completely fed up with his work, tries to distract himself, fighting his boredom by playing the same record over and over to stay awake. The radio station is like a mirror image of the whole desperate Russia that has reached a dead end. Can anyone come up with a better explanation? Via Diane Levesque, report from EuropeSays.com, of the Russian Navy Black Sea Fleet sending Morse code flash priority message on 10987 kilohertz with a XXX at the beginning indicating its highest priority. It was received in Milan, Italy, August 4th at 1827. I've been hearing the Saudi Arabia transmitter carrying programming about Yemen on 11935.4 approximately, way off frequency. No noise for a while, between 19 and 20 UT, August 6th and 7th. However, the other Saudi transmitter on 25 meters has not been heard for some time, Al-Azam Radio on 11745. Ron Howard says, what is happening here? The second consecutive day, August 2nd, with some actually readable audio from Solomon Islands, Voice of the Nation, SIBC, on 5020. At 10:50 to 11:31, and 11:38 running late past 1200 until open carrier at 12:24. Now we have consecutive items about two different stations on 60 kilohertz. In the British CS Club, Nick Rank in Buxton says that MSF was silent the afternoon of August 7th. According to their website, it's annual maintenance time. It could be off between 08 and 18 local time from August 5th till 23rd. And about WWVB in Colorado on 60 kilohertz, which you mentioned last week with its reduced coverage, Ben Dawson says, we've been told by contracting firms that they are responding to requests for proposals to perform the mechanical rebuild of the damaged antenna for the 60 kilohertz transmissions. In case you missed it, one of the persons returned from Russia in the prisoner exchange was the RFERL reporter Alsur Kurmasheva. Going the other way, however, as pointed out by Dan Robinson, Pablo Gonzalez, a freelancer who had performed work for VOA, arrested on the Polish-Ukraine border and held in prison by Poland on charges of having spied for Russia. Dan says USAGM and VOA had remained silent on the agency's internal probe of a freelance reporter jailed in Poland on espionage charges. And it seems this is quite a scandal, USAGM not properly vetting the people it hires. Much more about this in the World of Radio group. John Filiozzi comments, I bet Pablo or Pavel isn't the only Russian, Chinese, Iranian, or North Korean agent operating in this or similar manner. Underlines the vital importance for all media outlets, but especially those of USAGM, to fully vet who they're hiring, whatever the position. Sounds like a topic that should be of bipartisan, non-political concern, should be handled cooperatively, quietly, and seriously, and not be used to score domestic political points. We've had reports that of the two shortwave sites in the northern Mariana Islands, the one on Saipan was more likely to be closed down first. But now we have a report that lots of programming has been canceled on the Tinian site. If this keeps going, the only relay site left may be Kuwait. And even Greenville may exist only because of Radio Marti. If it's ever canceled, goodbye Greenville. In my late-night monitoring, I have now noticed a pattern of WRMI 9955. It appears to stay on the air most nights past 0700, maybe all night, except on Mondays. It's already off before 0700, as of July 29th, 22nd, 15th, and 8th, as well as August 5th. Via Mike Sanborn, IRCA, from RadioInsight.com, June 26th, this story, KYST moves to full cloud-based infrastructure via Radio.cloud. Cloud-based automation and programming distribution service has launched Hispanic Broadcasting's conservative talk 920 The Patriot, KYST, Texas City and Galveston, as the first station to pull all satellite feeds into its cloud-based workflow operating from the transmitter site. Radio.cloud is processing and controlling the satellite receiver queues in the cloud, with the company saying all equipment required to run the station, including satellite dishes, uplink, and receivers, can now reside in a very small area at the transmitter site, saving the broadcaster tremendous hardware expense. From Scott Fabish's Northeast Radio Watch, August 6th, via Mike Bugoy, WTFDA. In New York, the FCC has slapped Johnny Peralta with its maximum fine for unlicensed broadcasting, $2,316,034. Peralta's La Mia Radio has been running on 105.7 in the Bronx since at least 2018, interfering with licensed WQXR on 105.9. And when the FCC proposed the fine last November, Peralta did not respond, so now the fine is final, if the feds can compel him to pay it. Radio Vanuatu had been reliably on 9960 for quite a spell, around 07UT, but was missing as of August 1st, and not found on any other known frequency. I mentioned last week, but as of August 3rd, they were back on their other frequency, 7260. Chuck Albertson in Seattle was hearing that as early as 0500. And Ron Howard's observations are that it's staying on 7260 until sign-off around 1100. Also, via a remote in Australia, Zaharias Youngest was also hearing them on 7260 at 2137. Mike Terry reminds us that the annual Perseid meteor shower is expected to peak on the mornings of August 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can see them or not, you may hear some FMDX via meteor scatter pings. More about that at www.livemeteors.com. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued August 5th. Mostly quiet to unsettled. A and K indices of 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 through August 31st, except for peak to 10 and 3 on August 22nd. Solar flux mostly above 200. Descending from 240 August 5th to 180 August 19th to 22nd, and back up to 245 by the 29th. See our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2255, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.